So why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
I'm Libby Gill, and I run my own business, which is a sort of a unique hybrid. It's communications both on a corporate and an individual consulting level, and I'm also an executive coach. And I'm a self-help author and writer, and I do a lot of personal development and personal growth planning.
Well, and I've been to your webpage, and you also helped launch Dr. Phil?
Yes, I did.
That must have been fun.
It was a lot of fun. I was the first person ever hired, actually, on the whole Dr. Phil television show project, and I was brought in to create a comprehensive media plan to launch him into superstardom, basically, and as I think the world will attest, we were really successful.
You done good.
Yeah, we did really well, and of course, he's just an incredibly gifted man.
When I look at a webpage of somebody like you, when you look at somebody's accomplishments and all that you've done, and I'm thinking, man, this woman is incredibly successful, and she's also a coach in her own right, so why did you want to work with somebody like Vicky?
I understand the value of people who have expertise and a strategic vision that may be beyond your own depth of experience. And when I first met Vicky, it was like I had struck gold in terms of finding someone who was a like-minded spirit who understood that I was trying to grow a fairly non-traditional business. I didn't have a lot of role models who were doing what I wanted to do. And Vicky got it very quickly. She saw that I had a lot of momentum already behind me, that I could leverage the world that I was in and the contacts I had within the media and within the Hollywood entertainment community, and really forge that vision. And I think I might have gotten where I wanted to go. It would have taken me probably about 5 years instead of a year, and it probably would have cost me a lot more money in terms of, you know, just the trial and error that you have to go through as you experiment with different things. So Vicky was a guide who helped me stay on a path and really create what I wanted to do much more efficiently and much more aggressively than I could have done on my own.
What was it that Vicky did with you that helped you turn that 5-year process into a 1-year process?
Well, the first thing we did is really define where I was headed. You know, what was my brand? What did I want to be? Where did I want to go? And the fact that I already had a book sold, not written, but a book sold that was very personal and very prescriptive. It's a motivational book. And Vicky really helped me. She really looked at the content and the direction, what I was trying to say, had suggestions about the content of the book and how that would apply to the speaking world and where I needed to be able to speak beyond the scope of the book. And we really crafted what we thought was the right vision for me and very quickly landed some high-profile speaking engagements. My first big speech under Vicky's direction was in front of 5,000 people.
Wow.
And with other people on the platform like Deepak Chopra and Cheryl Richardson and Ken Blanchard. And that was a pretty significant debut. And given that I was going to be in front of that large an audience on that recognizable a platform, I didn't want to miss any steps. I knew I was the new kid on the block, but I wanted to look like the old pro.
Right.
And she really helped me. It was like having my secret weapon there, making sure I didn't make any missteps, that I knew what to expect, that I knew how to ask the right questions, that my team around me knew what to say and do so that we would be professional, prepared, and really could go out there aggressively and confidently. And I have to say, I nailed the speech. I was very pleased, and I got other work based on that one speech.
Now, a lot of people, when they start out, have to start at kind of a relatively modest fee, and then they arduously try to raise that. I get the feeling that you didn't take that approach. Without being too blunt, can you give us an idea of where you were able to?
No,
come
I'll
into
tell
the
you where I started, and really I had no sense of the business or where I would fit into it. And Vicky really gave me the thumbnail sketch of it, and I asked for $10,000 for this speech, and I got it. So
were you surprised at all?
No. I expected it because I knew what I could deliver. I knew what my value was, and I'd done all the homework with a lot of Vicky's help and direction. But I knew that I had all my ducks in a row. I didn't wing it, and I wasn't going to come out on that stage and not be as absolutely not just prepared but over prepared. And she was with me in it every step of the way in terms of forging that strategy early on, continuing to tweak it, making sure my website really was true to what my brand image is, and then that I was there with the content and the delivery.
What does that mean to you over say a year's period of time? You have any idea what that's going to mean bottom line to your future, like for this year?
I think I'll take my six-figure business to seven figures by next year.
Oh, wow.
I mean, some of these things were in the works, but Vicki really built that sort of overarching strategy. Mm-hmm. I had already sold a book when I met Vicki, but under her direction, I was really able to make sure the book was going to add to my overall brand image and that I would be able to build product based on it and more fee speaking based on it. Vicki so dug into, I literally put everything I'd ever written or said or taped into a huge box of materials. It was like, this is Libby Gill in a box. Mm-hmm. And Vicki went through everything, and we sat down after this sort of data download, and she read the book proposal and knew it in great detail, and she picked out sort of key messages and key themes that would be incorporated into the book that was still to be written, but that she thought would be critical for speaking, that she thought were great messages that were dynamic, that were true to who I was, and that were really powerful, and she helped me refine those for the speaking platform.
If there's one thing you thought people ought to know about working with Vicki, what would it be?
I work with a lot of people. I have a wide circle of acquaintances, and a lot of them are pretty heavy hitters in terms of the business and media worlds. And, you know, sometimes it's smoke and mirrors. Vicki is the real thing. She has true integrity. She has passion. She undersells herself and over-delivers. And I'm a pretty good businesswoman, but I always call it the better tennis player. I needed a better tennis player to up my game, and that's absolutely what she did, and she delivered. And that, to me, it's all, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Working with her increased my business significantly and really quickly, and it was a joy. She's great fun to work with, and I've enjoyed every minute, and as long as we can continue to work together, we will.